Welcome to Nick's podcast, The Insanity of God. We pray that God will bless you in what you're about to hear.
After lunch on my third or fourth day, I'm going back to the little team house to get something, and I come down this alleyway, and on my left is a ravine, and on my right is the rubble of all these houses, and there stands, 11, 12, 13-year-old kid, no, younger than that, about 9-year-old kid or something, and he has a landmine in his hand, and what he's trying to do is to press the trigger, the button on the landmine. And my heart just died, and I thought, you know, your brain is just running so fast. What do you do? And do I jump over the bank? Do I run and jump behind the rubble? I just know this kid is going to blow himself up and me up. And I just, you know, in the instant, the only thing I could decide that I could live with was to go over and try to get that landmine away from him. I can't tell you how many milliseconds it took to go through all those options, but his shoulder was a little bit in front of me, and I walked around him. He couldn't even hear me coming because he's trying to push that button on that landmine so hard, and I grabbed it from his hands, and when he turned and saw this white man, it just scared him to death, and he turned and ran, and only then could I find that the inside of the landmine, the guts of it was gone. And he was playing with the shell and the button. And I got back to the house, and I'm just seeing everybody starving. There's no food. There's no water. There's no electricity. There seems to be no hope. They've traded everything they've had. If they have jewelry hidden, the women do. The men will take it from them to buy the narcotic drug to chew. And my third night there, I went to lay on my sleeping bag, and I said to God, I said, if you want this place, you can have it. I said, when I read that Matthew 28 stuff, and it said to go to all the world, I don't think that you had included places like this. And I said, God, I can't take this. 3 days. I'm there 3 days. I'm behind enemy lines. Now, what's going on with me is I lost all my identification. My wife and children are in another country, so I'm not actively a husband. I'm not actively a father. I'm no longer working with a missionary organization because you can't get into these places. You have to work with secular organizations to get in there. And so this, whatever a missionary identity plays into there, that's gone. I mean, you're not a pastor. There are no churches. There are no pastors. There are no deacons. There are no Sunday schools. There's no Bibles. There's no Bible studies. And it was like I had lost my complete identity, because who am I now behind enemy lines?
Thanks for listening. If you want to know more about our ministry, just go to nickripkin.com.